This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So a lot has been happening here in Rivers State. Cult clashes. Many have talked about, we are beginning to see signs of insecurity building up to the elections as the campaigns begin to intensify. And there's been different theories about this. The issue of employment has been raised up as well by many Rivers residents following the appointment of over 200,000 special advisors to the governor. Many have said those who do not belong to political parties, where do they stand? Also, we've heard of the Executive Order 21 that has prohibited political parties from campaigning in primary schools unless they pay a fine of about 6 million, non-refundable. Amongst many other political issues, the attack, alleged attack on certain members of different political parties and sometimes factions of even the same political parties, tearing of posters and the rest of them, signing of peace accords, etc., etc. The list is endless, but Rivers people need answers and need to know whether or not they are going to get that level playing ground for all political parties building up to the election. Live on Facebook, you can catch us there at Nigeria Info PH. We have a post up for you and we need you to react to it as campaigns intensify in the state. What do you think the government needs to do to ensure a level playing ground for all political parties? That is the question and we need to know what your thoughts are right there in your house. My guest this morning is the Commissioner for Information, Chris Finebones. So you're welcome. Good morning.
Thank you, Junior. Thank you, listener.
We know that you're a very busy man and you've told me already, so we just cut to the chase and go straight into the conversation. I'd like to start from the most recent event and just get your opinion on it and what perhaps the government is doing to tackle that issue. Talks about attacks of members of opposition campaign teams and even in some cases members of the PDP who are said to be supporters of the presidential candidate of the political party. There were reports of that attack in Omuma. What's the position of the state government on this and how is it handling the situation?
Well, we need to be very careful when issues of law and order are concerned. We clearly have the security agencies, particularly in this case, the Nigeria Police, to handle this kind of development. And therefore, yes, the government will naturally activate. But the security agencies, the police particularly, do not need to be activated. They know that they need to maintain law and order. All the government can do is to emphasize it and perhaps get out of their way the way they do today, which is to encourage and support them to do their work. So I think that is what government will do. The actual leg on the ground will be by the police.
Okay. All right. Since we're already talking politics, there were also reports that, opposition political parties in the state might not have that level playing field to campaign as they would want to. Some looking at the Executive Order 21 to be some sort of draconian step taken by the government. Others have said even their campaign posters are being torn. I've seen a few of them even here within Obiakwa local government area of opposition political parties that are being torn. How is this going to be addressed? What is the government doing to ensure that everybody feels that they have an equal right and level playing field building up to this election?
Government will do the needful. And doing the needful means playing by the rules as far as the government is concerned. The area that has to be handled by the security agencies will be left in the hands of the security agencies. And in any case, when you said might, means speculation. People are simply speculating. People just don't want law and order to prevail. But that's not how society will be in chaos. Therefore, the issue of elections, we all deserve. We desire, in fact, we in PDP desire free and fair election or election process to be void of violence of any kind. That is what democracy is all about, and I believe we will stick to that. We are sticking to that. You might have issues here and there, but that's really out for the security agents to deal with.
What is exactly the position of the government on the Executive Order 21? What prompted that order? Because and then the monies that might be paid by some political parties who may decide to go ahead and use those primary schools, is there any information as to how those monies will be utilized and why they are non-refundable?
What is important is that government at all times try to tweak and tune up its activities to meet the demands of the day. A lot of people, I'm sure, should anything happen, a lot of people will say, well, the government should have been proactive enough to put up that executive order 21 and all that, that will guide everyone. It is not only for opposition parties. Let's not get it wrong. That order is for everybody, including the PDP. The PDP will pay that money. Nobody will pay that money.
But how do we confirm the PDP is paying the money? Because many would say the PDP is in government.
Until you start the process of wanting to confirm, you'll be given the fact. You will discover that everybody paid.
Okay, well said then. Before we continue, my guest, the Commissioner for Information, River State, Chris Finebone. If you're listening at this moment and you have questions, you can send them to me via WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's the number to send your questions and opinions to on WhatsApp. We have limited time with him. He's a busy man this moment, and I had to steal this one. So quickly, numbers 0809-030-6416. Do well to send in those questions so we can take them. Another important thing I'd like to draw your attention to, perhaps you could talk to Rivers people about this. There are many issues, but then the appointment of the 200,000 special assistants to advisors to the governor raised a lot of concerns, and it got people thinking about whether or not you have to belong to a political party or it has to relate to politics if you would get a job in Rivers State. The promise of the government before now was to employ teachers, civil servants, but those promises seem to not be seeing the light of day with just a few months left for this government to leave office. What is the plan for employing Rivers youth? Is there a plan, or is the 200,000 special advisors that were employed the promised? Is that the promise that has been fulfilled?
I think the media somehow very often does not want to live up to its responsibility. And I say this without disrespect to anyone. I expect the media to encourage our people to understand what employment is in an economy. Employment isn't government putting up an advert to employ people for example, Minister of Education, for example, Minister of Justice. No, how many people can government employ? Yes, government is a continuum. So does it mean this government should simply announce employment of so number of persons into so ministry?
But as the government employed...
The next government come. No, that is not...
As the government employed the little it can into the ministries.
Employment is when the economy picks up. It is largely in the hands of the private sector. It is when businesses grow that those businesses can employ.
But then
government offices are not yesterday for measuring whether government is employing.
Okay, if you'd let me come in now. You say the government cannot employ everybody, but as the government employed any little into the civil service, we hear that teachers are retiring, promotions aren't being done, there are lots of vacancies in some of those ministries. Isn't the government thinking of employing the little that it can to fill up those spaces? That's one. Secondly, for the private sector that you mentioned, if I just throw this in so you can respond to both at the same time. In the private sector, there are talks that the doing business in the state is not as easy as it should be, especially with double taxation and multiple taxation, not to mention the fact that Rivers people would say they haven't seen any new major company come into the state. We haven't even heard too much about the cassava processing plant. What is happening there? How is that engaging people? If you don't mind telling us about these.
Please don't get sucked in by the arguments people make. Sometimes these arguments don't...
That's why we have you.
Yeah. Now, the economy of Nigeria, that of River State, the economy of River State is not big skin. It's tied to the economy of Nigeria. It's even tied to the economy of other states. Tell me one state where everybody is getting employed. Tell me one state where it is so easy. I'm not sure you'll be able to say.
In Lagos State, they just increased the salary of workers.
All you can say would be this marginal differences between the unemployment rate in Lagos and the unemployment rate in Kogi. It's just marginal. The matter of unemployment hits every state. We are producing, the universities are producing thousands and tens of thousands of students, and that do not match the organization that should engage them. The economy isn't increasing the way it should in order to provide employment opportunities for all these people. This talk has gone beyond government employing.
So does that mean the government is not going to employ?
What is Nigerian government doing?
Does this mean
enlarge the economy in order to enlarge the platforms to employ people?
Does this mean that the River State government would not employ into the civil service?
You and I know. It has been the pastime of people. They say, oh, you go to one office, you see 20 messengers. Some rotate the days they come to work. Because there are just too many. Some hardly find seat to sit. If you have that situation in your hands, you will be careful not to worsen it.
So the action by the government is deliberate?
I'm not saying that. I've not said that. But you will be, every movement you will make along that line will require a lot of study and care and analysis to be able to say, why is it that a private company employs a clerk? That clerk does photocopying. That clerk pushes mail. That clerk does everything. All the big multinationals you have, that is what they do. And one staff does the job of the highest they will do that you don't do in the civil service is to say, work overtime. These guys know that payment, that being a salary payment, is a heavy cost center.
Does that mean that the state government would not employ, based on what you're saying? Is this why the state government is not employing into the ministries?
I cannot tell you that. And you haven't told me the state government in Nigeria today that is on unemployment spree. They just rolled out the thing and start employing. No. They will employ as the need arises.
So for now, we don't have a need to employ.
We should talk about right sizing of the employment in the state. Right sizing, getting people from where they are redundant, obviously redundant, and pushing them to areas of need. This you must do first before you now say, okay, you don't have to have redundant personnel in one department.
Okay.
While you have scarcity in another, then you employ into where you have scarcity, then the other ones continue to weigh down your resources.
Right. There are many.
Push them to where they are needed. Until you have done that, then you will be able to say, yes, I need 5 engineers. Yes, I need 4 administrators. Yes, I need this or I need that. You have to do that first. So when people say employment, people just take the street meaning of it. Okay, employment. You just put an advert, let people apply. How many can government really employ each of them?
That's why we're asking. We have a lot of questions to take, and you already told me you can only stay for the first half of the conversation, which means very soon we'd have to let you go. But let's just see if we can touch on many other questions. One of them I wanted to ask you would be perhaps one foreign or one new company that's resident in the state. You mentioned the private sector. A new company that's come into the state, if there is, so people can know that, okay, the private sector has this, and nobody's talking about those. But before you do that, let's take some of the messages on WhatsApp, so just react to a few of them. This one says, I do not share the view with Chris Finebone. If the Executive Order 21 was a proactive measure, why is it not extended to religious and cultural groups and individuals seeking to use schools for their activity? This one is from Mzenwata and Rumekini. This person here says... I'm trying to get another question. All right. So my question for you now would be, still on the employment just for a little bit. Do we have the private sector, how is it thriving in River State? Do we have new companies people should look at? And are you saying from your analysis that The need to employ has not arose, and that's the reason why perhaps we've not seen the state government make employment, even though it made promises to employ people into the ministry. And even though in the ministries, some of them were hearing vacancies are available because people are retiring.
Well, you hear about vacancies that are available, but you haven't heard about redundancies.
But there are schools where there are no teachers.
There are redundancies that are also available.
So what is government doing about both?
So government will first of all see how to do right sizing, getting from area of redundancy into an area of need. Those are the things they do. They don't come to the street, come on radio to announce it. They don't. No government does that. Who does that? So government will be doing what is in. And in terms of organizations that come into that, I should name one that is ridiculous. How can I get? I mean, it will be beyond me to begin to say company XYZ just arrived yesterday. Please, that will also jeopardize their interest. So that is not what I'm supposed to do. When companies get established or come in, people do know. People do know. It's not for government to announce.
Okay. Quickly before you go then, the flood situation, ₦1 billion was donated by the state, was given by the state government. Questions were asked, where is SEMA? And why was SEMA, and still to date, we haven't heard about SEMA. Instead, we had a committee that was set up to manage that fund. How well it's been managed, there's no information about that. Whether another money has been been given, we don't know. What is the plan of the state government to reintegrate people into their homes after the flood? Because the flood is receding now. We haven't still heard anything around that conversation. Is there plans ongoing that we should know about, that Rivers people should hear? Or are there plans ongoing?
Well, I don't know whether you mentioned NEMA or SEMA.
I mentioned SEMA. SEMA. We haven't heard of SEMA in the state throughout the period.
Let me explain this. The issue of emergency services in states reside in the hands of the state government. The different states of Nigeria decide on how we have to domicile the emergency services in this state. We are one of the states where we haven't gone out to establish an agency, but the services of that agency is in the hands of the Minister of Specialities, including fire service, all of the emergency services are in the hands of, and you'll find that in many states of the city. Only few states establish SEMA in line with what national has. But it's not about whether you have SEMA or you don't have. There are some SEMA offices in Nigeria where you can't find anything. It's another bogus organization, people draw salary, no equipment, no nothing. So it doesn't really matter whether you have SEMA or the emergency services are residing in one agency or the other. Liberty has a robust emergency services outfit under Minister of Special Duty. Now, the money given out to assist with the problem of the flooding, the committee is doing it. You need to get the account, direct account of what these people go through to make sure they reach every nook and cranny of the state. Many of them passing through the vagaries of the flood and reptiles and all that. But they are doing that to ensure that they reach everybody. Nobody is left behind. As per what happens to them as the water is receding, it starts receding everywhere, or has receded completely in some places. That will depend on availability of resources. I believe that...
Mr. Feinbone, if you don't mind, we'll have to go for a very short commercial now. We really wish we could continue with you. If you don't mind staying on the line, we'll be very grateful. But a short commercial afterwards, we continue. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over
hear again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back and we're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Do well to join the conversation. You can watch, listen, and can drop your comments there as well. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. We have a post up on Facebook. The question is, what do you think government needs to do to ensure a level playing ground for all political parties in the state as campaigns intensify? What should government do? Well, let's hear from you. Remember, you can also send WhatsApp messages 0809-030-6416. My guest at the moment is the Commissioner for Information, River State, Chris Finebone. Thank you very much, sir, for staying on the line.
Thank you.
So, yes, before the commercial, we were talking about plans by the government to reintegrate people who were displaced by the flood. So, what plans do we have? Many comments and opinion in public space, because I visited some of the camps, and some of them, many would say, and what I saw with my eyes, well, not exactly what many would expect. And now it's, let's say, it's almost done. People have had to live in bad conditions in some of those camps, really bad. By the end of the day, the floods are receding, and the plan should be, some people might not even have homes, some people, their farms have been taken away, nothing. Is there any strategic plan on ground or something that is being worked on by the government to ensure that these people get some palliative measures in place or soft landing as they return to their communities that have been ravaged or destroyed by the flood?
Yeah, I think it is only proper that there are such plans. The committee directly handling the intervention definitely would take a look at all the areas, all the sectors around the human beings involved in this disaster, and come up with their proposal on how they think, how best they think government can intervene. But again, that will also be dependent on available resources in hand.
Okay.
And I think that will happen. I've had in some states where they talked of recapitalizing, helping people recapitalize. Definitely, whenever there are disasters like this, even if they are in the U.S., government tries its best. It may not definitely be the best, because when disasters come, you hardly can plan concretely to deal with such disasters.
Isn't that the reason why an agency, if you can hear me, sir, but isn't this the reason why an agency exists? And we also have the ecological, we have the ecological fund as well. So
an agency exists.
Yeah, isn't this are some of the reasons why SEMA should be existing. It's the reason why NEMA is there. It's the reason why SEMA should be there. And we have the ecological fund.
NEMA,
what is happening with that?
That is purely, when you call NEMA, that is purely the federal agency. You might begin to address such questions to NEMA.
But NEMA has said they would have to work with SEMA. But then in the state, like you have said, we don't know if SEMA is functional or not.
We do not have SEMA. SEMA is not mandatory. Not even the federal government has insisted that
but
form.
Is it necessary?
An entity that handles, as far as you have an entity that handles your emergency services, that is all. The federal government cannot force any state to set up SEMA in the name of setting up an agency.
Okay.
Most governments in the country are wary of enlarging the what they have on hand already. So long as you have an effective entity handling emergency services, that's all you need. So, you know, in this case, if FEMA have promised to, collaborate with the state, that would be with the emergency services in the Ministry of Special Duty. So that is not even the issue. The issue now is that the state committee will investigate and then have a hands-on on the matter. They will be able to come up with the best way to assist people.
Has more money been given to them?
I can't sit here to say more money will be given to them. There's no agency of government that has enough money. So what agencies of government do is to make a case for more money. Every agency and department and even ministry makes a case for more money. So it is a bit ridiculous for me to sit here and say more money will be given to them. I'm not the governor. I'm not. So they will make their case to their proper quarters, and depending on where the availability of resources, they may, whatever they put up, may be met.
A possibility.
What?
I say you're saying it's a possibility that they might receive funds to plan for reintegration of affected flood victims.
The best way to put it. Everything is possible.
Okay. All right. Another quick thing that we'd like you to react to would be the recent issues of insecurity, court clashes. Let's not, if we say insecurity now, it might look like, oh, you're demarcating the state. So let's say court clashes and the attacks that we've been having on the Emo Akalabari Road as well. What's the state of work? How far is it going? Because we understand that a contract was awarded for that road to be looked into. What is happening with the incessant rate of crime that we are recently witnessing in the state? Have there been meetings about it? What is happening and what is the government saying? Because many expected perhaps some sort of statement from the government with regards to maybe its displeasure with the recent court clashes that we've had and the lives that have been lost along that Emo Akalabari axis of the state.
First and foremost, the issue of insecurity is a global thing. It happens to every political entity. And ours is the form that we all have seen. We have court clashes, we have kidnapping, we have all of that. Government everywhere, including our own here. Security agencies everywhere, including our own here, are doing their best to make sure they have a, you know, they're able to reduce, if not eliminate, this the different forms of insecurity. They are doing their best. The what appears to be a little spike has happened everywhere. There may be a time you will be able to control the situation, then suddenly you just experience a spike. But what is important is for government to, or the security agencies to quickly and effectively tame it and put it back under control. So it's a growing concern. It's not a switch off thing. Or something you can just lock away and that's the end of it. No, it will always be there.
But the kidnappings and the killings and abductions along the Emo Akalabari Road has been on and on, and we didn't get to hear one statement from the government as to condemning or saying something with regards to that situation. Is it that the government is quietly working on a plan? Well, what exactly could be behind that, and what is being done to address that situation and perhaps call attention towards that road?
This government will not embark on shedding crocodile tears. Government definitely is doing something. And if you listen properly...
What is the government doing?
I'm sure you will. Government is doing something. If you listen properly, it's better you find out by yourself. You know that government...
That's what we're doing. We're trying to find out, and we're trying to get that information from you. If you can share with Rivers people so that we can allay the worries of many Rivers people who are concerned, and perhaps...
Rivers people should not be worried. Rivers people can be assured that something is being done.
What is being done?
What is being done by themselves with their own eyes.
Okay.
It's not about what I say.
Okay, let's take a few calls and then we'll take a few messages as well. The phone number to call is 070-0923-0923. Again, 070-0923-0923 is the number to call to be a part of the conversation. 070-0923-0923. You can also send WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. On Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, you can also make your contributions there, drop your questions and make your opinion heard. We'll be taking those messages. First is David from Yenagoa on the line. Hello, David. You're welcome. Straight to the point, please. Good morning.
Yes, David West is my name. Greetings from the city of Yenagoa.
Go ahead, David West.
Andrew, it is quite clear that the Commissioner for Information had told us that the government of His Excellency Enwike does not have provision or room for employment of Rivers people. Now, having said that, I do not expect anything short from what your guest, the Commissioner, will tell us. It is so good for him that he is also one of the beneficiaries of the Governor Wike Bazaar of appointment. So he will be very, very convenient to defend the government. That is his duty. Rivers people, they have not known that this government does not have employment for them. And further again, the executive order, as far as I am concerned, that order is not a friendly order. It is not an order that is meant for the betterment or for a good intent of the people of River State. It's an order meant to couch, to intimidate other political parties. It's quite unfortunate. I know River State too well, but let us not take River State back to the days of 2003 and 2015. Because from what I'm seeing now, billboards and what have you have started, they are bringing it down, they are doing this, they are doing that. We need peace in River State. We need peace in River State. They should allow River State to remain peaceful, particularly my local government, as I told local government area. This is the time we need to shine our eye and learn our lesson. Let not what happened in 2015 have a repeat for the election of someone else who will begin to lose our souls and people will burn innocent people's houses. We need peace in River State. Governor Enwike should give us...
All right, David, thank you very much. I understand we're having slight issues with our phone lines, but you can keep trying. In case you can't get across to us using the phone lines, please do all to send us a WhatsApp message, 0809-030-6416. We have the Commissioner for Information, River State, with us via telephone, Chris Finebone. He will be leaving us anytime soon, I understand, as well. So let's make the best out of it. Before you go, Honorable Commissioner, I'd just like you to please enlighten us, give us information about the situation of things. A few things that was instituted or was put in place by the government. One of them is the cassava plant. Another one is the Real Madrid Football Academy. We seem not to be hearing too much about those programs that are supposed to, you know, engage Rivers youth from the local level going up. If you don't mind telling us what information is available with regards to those programs, we'd be very grateful. So what's the situation with the cassava plant and the Real Madrid Football Academy? But that would be after this call for just a minute. Taiwo from Umbuoba. Good morning. You're welcome, Taiwo. Hello. Okay, unfortunately,
hello.
I can't get that one. Go ahead, sir. So what's the situation with the cassava plant and the cassava processing plant and the Real Madrid Football Academy?
Okay, I need to say this. It's not something I would like to do. That is to simply just say anything. I'm still studying the first. When I get all the facts about the two issues, I would gladly pass it to you and the public.
Okay, let's take a call from Taiwo Numboba. Taiwo, you're welcome. Good morning. Taiwo, good morning. Temple is calling from Rumomasi. Good morning, Temple. And we lost that call as well. Okay. Finally, before we wind down, we're already running out of time. What is happening with the current situation where we have accusations that the 200,000 SA appointment is some sort of vote buying? That's public opinion. Some sort of vote buying. Was that appointment for only members of the PDP, or was it for everybody in Rivers State? Or are we going to expect something for other people who might not be members of political parties? How was that process done by the government?
You know that those people are direct appointees of the government. And before he carried out the exercise, he must have done discreet investigation, discreet analysis before engaging them. And it is only him that has all the facts about the suit.
Okay.
And so it is not for me to begin to say who is and who is not.
Okay, then.
This government has always shown that they can also, even at the cabinet level, accommodate people, even if they are not individuals. It doesn't really matter.
All right. And then lastly, if you can just clarify for us, since your defection from the APC to the PDP, many questions were raised. Now, if you can tell us, do you think that you are the right person to say things about this government to convince Rivers people that this government indeed is for their interests, especially when they look at some of the comments you made while you were in the opposition?
The right person to tell the people
to speak
to speak for the people and to speak to the people.
To speak to the people on behalf of the government, looking at your position against the government in the past.
That right person is the person that tells the truth. Because that right person is the one that tells them the story the way it is, without painting it.
So who is that right person?
If I will continue to tell the people the right thing, the way they are, then I'm the right person.
So what you told the people before you became a PDP member was also right and correct, and what you're telling the people now that you're in the PDP is also true and correct?
Nothing is static. Nothing. There may have been issues that I saw differently. It's a matter of where you stand. If you stand at the rank 9, that's 9. If you stand below it, you see it as 9. If you stand at the other side, you see it as 6. It depends on where you stand.
All right. Thank you very much, Honorable Commissioner, for making our time. I know you had already said you were going to do just the first half, but you graciously gave us your time. Thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day. We'll try to keep in touch to get updates when anything develops within the government.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. All right, quickly, Victor's calling from Abuloma, and this time, hopefully, it connects. Velo Victor, good morning.
Morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, I heard all what the Honorable Commissioner said. Well, you're asking a question that he should say something about the insecurity along MOR and Abonima route. They said, you should ask, you will get the answer. And he's the right person, because he's the mouthpiece of the governor, of the government, right now. Chris Finebone should tell us, the Honorable Commissioner should tell us by his position, he should tell us the move the government is taking to calm the situation along that route. It is becoming something else, if not well checked. if it becomes something. So let him not dodge. Or should he say that because he just came on board, he should have something to say before coming on air?
All right, Victor, let's move over now to Susie from Erema. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Straight to the point, please.
Let me just say that I think the Honorable Commissioner was very rational in response to the question you have raised. I think to that extent, whether some of the questions were provided by the answer as expected by some person, I think it has done us good to make sure that sometimes, even when we come in the part of analysis, we do things and we don't just assume. On the part of the issue that the last caller just called, don't forget that the governor has taken a step for rehabilitation of that road, even though people are still claiming that the contractor has not been mobilized to the site. What is keeping them not to have mobilized to the site, I do not know. The local government chairman around that area, even the Imowa local government, has also taken certain steps. And don't forget that the governor has put structures in place before now. The C4I is there, Operation Sink is there, and then they've been doing Jingo Sand, those campaigning and trying to dissuade those miscreants causing problems in that aspect of it. You can expect that someone should go and start that to carry on. I think it's something the people should think, have to think about.
So all right.
The issue of the 200,000 people has been employed. Politics is an evolution thinking of dynamics, have evolutionary kind of dynamics. The issue of political trajectories in the world move from one stage to the other. If you go to the political philosophy of things in life, to move from medieval ancient to medieval philosophy.
All right, Susie, you got your point. Thank you very much. We're already running out of time. On WhatsApp, what always plays out, especially in Rivers City, is far from level playing ground. In your news this morning, we were told of two factions of PDP fighting because the other faction says no to those on the other side. How then can we guarantee the fate and safety of opposition parties? Prince, this one says, God bless you, Mr. Andrew, for the last question you asked. Okay. This one says, the government of the day is partisan and would like to hold on to power by all means. Therefore, no state government would be interested in ensuring a level playing ground for opposition to have its way to successfully wrestle power from it. Does that mean the same thing at the federal level? Is that what it would mean? Because if you're saying politicians are this way, it means we should expect the same from the federal, just like we're expecting from the state. Okay. This one says he shouldn't be naming private companies that have come into the state. I wouldn't expect him to categorically give a name directly, but then he could add, like to say, we have a company that does this, that's here, we have that does that and does that. So people could see them or hear about it, since many have said that they haven't seen. On Facebook, this one said, it is to eschew every form of violence, but approach court and settle dispute. This is Wisdom Godson. This one is Xavier Akpadu, says, no APC in River State. As for the PDP, they felt they have tried, but their best is laughable. Asukwigi Friday says, good morning, presenter. River State government should allow all political parties participate in elections freely, is what you're saying. See if I can take one more message. This one says, River State is our state and does not belong to other persons. No man in the state is more rivers than anybody. Wisdom Adindu. And that's it for this morning. Thank you very much for your time. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.